There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Got to tell us a little bit more about what we can do in Fujairah, the concierge here at the hotel. Srikanth, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Absolutely fine. Great. And you?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
So, being the concierge, what do people ask you most? What's the most asked question that you get?
First of all, I would like to wish everyone a happy 15th anniversary. With regards to the questions, normally people ask, what is the most sightseeing things in Fujairah?
Yeah.
When it comes to Fujairah, we would recommend them about Snoopy Island, the diving, and as well as the oldest mosque in Bidya, that's more than 400 years. Things like that.
This has been your job for 14 years. When you got the job, did you think you would stay that long?
Yes, I'm very happy to do that one, yes.
But did you think you'd be here for 14 years?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. The hotel opened 2002, December 5th. I joined right after 1 year, 2003, so been here for the last 14 years.
So you fell in love with Fujairah?
Absolutely, especially with the Marina Laka.
Yeah, you mentioned Snoopy Island before. Tell me a bit more about that, because I've heard it a few times. I mean, what do people do up there? What's the big draw?
Snoopy Island is nearby, next to the hotel. I mean, just walkable distance from here, and you can just go and do a diving and snorkeling, things like that.
Okay.
Mark Lloyd, you've never been around Snoopy Island?
No, I haven't.
Have you not?
I've been here 32 years now. I've heard a lot of people tell me, oh, have you been up there? And I said, no.
Oh, it's awesome. You just stick on your fins and your mask, and you just head round, and you can swim around the whole
obvious
thing.
Question, why do they call it Snoopy Island?
I think it looks like Snoopy from a distance, doesn't it?
Yes, it
shapes
is.
A bit yeah. Like Snoopy.
Yep. It is.
Ah, right.
It's good though, it's really good fun. And it's not that far out either, so if you're not a very confident swimmer, a couple of minutes with your head down, you're out there.
Yeah. Now this mosque that you mentioned, we can see that when we drive over. Do we pass that?
Yes, certainly. It's from the hotel. It takes 8 kilometers.
Yeah,
8 kilometers on the way to Fujairah.
And it's one of the oldest.
It's
in the
one
UAE.
Of the oldest mosque in UAE, more than 400 years.
Wow.
So, Srikanth, I'm going to treat you now like you're my concierge, because I'm very picky when I stay in a hotel.
Okay.
So I'm in reception, and I want to go out for dinner, and I don't want to go to any of the hotels for dinner. I want to go to a local restaurant where I can see some local people eating, get a flavor of what is the real Fujairah for real people. Where are you going to send me?
Well, that's a good question, but I would recommend in our hotel.
I don't want to go to the hotel. I want to go outside.
We have a beautiful restaurants in the hotel, so I try to convince you to stay in our hotel and to dine in one of the best restaurants in Gonu, that's by the beach. Or if you're looking for anything like traditional Arabic food, we are more than happy to make it for you as well, rather than driving half an hour, 35 minutes.
So there's nowhere to go if I don't want to stay in the hotel?
If you stay in the hotel, we recommend everyone to stay in the hotel and explore the beach and the facilities of the hotel. But in case, if you like to go to Fujairah, there is some nice restaurants as well.
What about taking in the local culture? Is there anywhere that we can actually, see how the local people live and, how they actually kind of go about their day-to-day lives in this district?
I'm not sure about that one. But yes, there is Dudna and Bidya, the nearest towns.
Yeah.
Yes, you can see that, village kind of, area.
Village
and,
life.
Yeah, village life. There is a lot of. Yes, there is a lot of.
And what kind of guests are you getting here? Like people who do want to explore the area, or are they happy to stay in the hotel? I mean,
we have always a mix of all the guests coming in the hotel, because never filled up with any of the nationalities. So people come, beach, and mainly the people come for the beach and pool. The beach and pool facilities, it's known as a family hotel as well as it's a best resort, getaway resort as well. So people come in, whoever comes in, they try to stay in the hotel itself. Or we have an alternative days, bus go to Fujairah and Dubai. So in case if they'd like to go for a small shopping, they go Fujairah, Dubai as well.
You've been here 14 years.
14 years,
what do you get up to on your day off? What do you like to do?
Nice question. Okay. Off days, what I do normally, I just clean my room and stay in the accommodation, because we live next to the hotel and we have almost 300 associates staying there. So we have a family get together or things like that. Yes.
I'm guessing this is the busiest time of the year.
From if I'm not mistaken, from October onwards, like, you know, September till April, yes.
I noticed when I walked in, I checked in the hotel yesterday, you've got some amazing cars in the lobby. In fact, one of them is a Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce, yes.
I mean, how do you get hold of that? It's a vintage Rolls Royce.
It is. It's 1927. it's vintage one, and we have a couple of cars displayed in the hotel, yes, in the lobby level, yes.
Great for selfies, Steph.
Yeah. I parked the Kia Picanto right next to it, actually, when I pulled up today.
And we don't charge anyone. That's, you know, can take a selfie without any charges.
Yeah. Can we take it for a spin?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Yeah. Can we take it out on the road for a spin?
Certainly. Why not?
I'm guessing you're not really allowed to do that.
No,
when you're
I wouldn't have thought
here.
So.
No. How was your stay last night, Mark? Did you need concierge services at all?
I didn't. I was pointing in the right direction of all the restaurants that I should eat in, and I spoke to several.
How many restaurants did you eat in last night?
I ate in one and I arrived in another one, which I actually showed up in the wrong restaurant, I'll be very honest. But the restaurant that I actually went to, I'd spent my 25th wedding anniversary in just a couple of years ago.
That's
so,
why you brought so your wife there. On this trip?
Yeah. No, not on this one. That one, on the previous one.
You should have.
So, I know
why
I
didn't
should.
You bring her?
Because it's work. I don't like it. I like to focus when I'm working, Steph.
You're terrible. You're terrible, but it's all right because she's not listening, is she?
No, not at all. No.
Way better things to do.
Yeah, never listens to me on the radio. Some of her friends do and report back, though.
Yeah, got to be careful about that.
I got in trouble now.
That's how you got caught out with the twiglets, isn't it?
Oh, don't start that again.
Srikan, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's been a real pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.